Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. Do I still have a change of stream key that makes it so that I'm not live right now, or is it working? Okay, I'm live. There has been problems lately on Odyssey, but thankfully I'm live. Are you guys there? Yes, people are confirming on the regular chat. I mean, it's like back in 2014 where every live stream was starting with someone saying, "Hello, am I live? Hello." Oh my God, what we have seen right after the show yesterday was the beginning of an absolute military crushing. And it's fascinating to see a modern war led in 2022. There is nothing comparable in what we've seen in our lifetime, because it's a multi-prong attack of an entire country. It's not like those dirty wars of guerrilla in the jungle and influence peddling and slowly trying to root out terrorists hiding in some mountains. This is an attack of a functioning country and an attack by another functioning country. And it's quite fascinating to see the extent of the crushing here. It's unbelievable how unfit the Ukraine military is and the Ukraine leadership is at responding to the attack by Russia here. I would almost recommend they just give up, because it's like you're going to get crushed. You can have a relatively peaceful resolution of all this without much death if you stop fighting now. But you're going to get increasingly bombarded. Your sites of defense and aerial paths have all been destroyed almost today already. It's going to keep coming. And so I think that the leadership, by saying we're going to give arms to people in Kiev, it's not going to work. Vladimir Putin is way too good of a strategist to be influenced by this. What Vladimir Putin can do right now is circle Kiev and not even enter in it. And what are you going to do with your little AR-15s and your little AK-47s? Nothing. You're going to do nothing, because there's going to be tanks all around your city, and there's going to be aerial bombardment of any path to get provisioning or stuff. So you're going to be stuck there, and you're going to starve slowly. Right now, Coach Red Pill is in Kyiv. I've been listening to his, he called it a stream, but it was a Telegram audio, you know. Coach Red Pill is in Kyiv right now. His family is to the east of Ukraine. They are safe because they're in a residential place that probably will not attract the bombardments of Russia for now. But Coach Red Pill is in Kyiv, and depending on how hard Vladimir Putin wants to go on Kyiv, Coach Red Pill could die. Coach Red Pill could die tonight, because there are rumors of a bombardment coming in about 1 hour. Because it seems that a particular airport has been seized by the Russians early in the day, and that was successful. However, the Ukrainian army fought back and took it back, which to me indicates that this will be the next move of Putin. It will be to crush this little fight back, because all across the nation, the Ukrainians failed at fighting back. We have seen some RPG weapons being used against helicopters, an helicopter being taken down, but it's very minimal. Most of the attacks of Russia have been successful. Very little rate of fighting back and of difficulties. And so very early in this invasion, Putin said to the Ukrainian soldiers, just give up arms and go back home. We're not going to annoy you. You can go back to your families if you stop fighting now. And I think a lot of soldiers have been listening to that opportunity, and I think they should, because there's no winning. Especially with Joe Biden essentially confirming today that they're not going to help Ukraine. They're hesitating at even sending arms because some people in the administration think that sending arms could be seen as collaboration, which would justify a Russian strike further against American interests. If it's to the point where you're hesitating at sending arms, and sending arms wouldn't be sufficient, by the way, it wouldn't work. You don't need a population resistance movement against the Russian army because the Russian army is professional enough to handle these situations. You're going to do literally nothing with individual fighters with the AR-15s or stuff like this. You are faced with a force that is way too big for any sort of such resistance movements. And most importantly, Putin is not leading that war as a war of population control. He doesn't care, apparently, and I think that that's what he says, and I would believe him on that. He doesn't seem to be interested to dominate over Ukraine. He doesn't want to integrate Ukraine to the Russian Empire. He just wants, and this was the most hilarious news I've seen in a decade, okay? Today, it started, and I was like, oh my God, this is genius. Today, Putin started the day, started his invasion by saying, we would want to get rid of neo-Nazis in Ukraine and neo-Nazi ideology. And he said to the Ukrainians, your ancestors fought back against the Nazis, and it wasn't to see you give your countries to the neo-Nazis. Now, I was like, this is trolling. It's beautiful to see kind of mimetic internet trolling in a truly emergency situation here. But this is what Vladimir Putin is doing. He's partly trolling, but trolling so intelligently that it has led Facebook to step back on one of its principal rules, which is neo-Nazis cannot be on Facebook. In fact, you cannot represent and praise neo-Nazis. So they have this list of dangerous individuals, and Facebook has been abusing Americans with that forever, keeping people from having speech on the internet. And now they have done one of the craziest things I've ever seen in the world of censorship, a repersoning. Facebook allows praise of neo-Nazi Ukrainian battalion if it fights Russian invasion. I didn't even know there were such things as neo-Nazi battalions in Ukraine. I mean, it's basically a bunch of Ukraine nationalists who are favored by the Biden administration. And I would suspect that the move by Facebook here has been pushed by someone close to the Biden administration. But the problem is these neo-Nazis, I mean, that's how they get called now by the two sides, apparently. These neo-Nazis are on the side, they are a military, they are a militia. So they're set to eventually defend Ukraine against the Russian invasion. And Facebook is now saying, okay, you can't praise them for being neo-Nazis, but we're going to do an exception to our blacklist person, dangerous person policy. You will be able to praise them for their role in fighting against Russia. I think there's not a single news item in my lifetime that tells the entire story of Western civilization in a single headline. This is the situation right now. You've been called a Nazi for a long time now. You've been treated as a Nazi. There has been academics going around the country, public speakers, academics, media people, saying there are Nazis everywhere. White supremacy is everywhere. Silence is white supremacy. Silence is violence. Essentially, your existence as a white person makes you a white supremacist. And now you have Facebook in a situation where, oh my God, we need the white supremacists this time. And literally making an exception to their rule, saying maybe it's okay to be a Nazi in Ukraine. This has been put forward about 12 hours ago by Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Putin memed this into reality by saying, hey, I'm going to invade Ukraine because there are neo-Nazis there. We would want to get rid of them. And it's true. I mean, this is a militia. You can see them here with their flags. And there's kind of an SS-like reference in this symbol right here. In a way, he's right. There are militias in Ukraine, which constitute a danger to the state of Russia. Now, clearly, the extent of the invasion of Vladimir Putin is much wider than just attacking this particular militia. But one can make the argument, well, if such militia can develop, then Ukraine is not a sovereign country. Ukraine is subject to recruitment by CIA, American forces, that kind of stuff, and they can be subverted easily against the interest of Russia. And Facebook to be there and say, all right, we've been fighting against white supremacy forever, but this time white supremacy has a free pass. It's quite fascinating. And Putin put this together. Even before the Facebook announcement, I thought this was genius of Putin. Because who's going to argue against this? For decades now, well, for a decade, principally, in the US, we've been told you are a white supremacist. There's white supremacy everywhere. So certainly there's white supremacy in Ukraine, right? So I'm going to invade Ukraine to get rid of white supremacy. Isn't that good? And there's not a single one media, of all, and even Biden in his speech, none of them mentioned the fact that Putin has announced to the UN and to other media outlets that the campaign here aims to denazify and demilitarize Ukraine. So he's identifying the regime of Kiev as a pro-neo-Nazi regime. This gives him all of the moral justification and international law backing, the kind of thing that America did to Germany in World War II. You know, America did invade Germany during World War II. And of course, the European forces and everything. It's fascinating to see how he deployed this quite quick. In fact, he still hasn't called it a war officially. The terms that he used with his diplomat at the UN emergency meeting is a special operation in Donbass. Now, Donbass being the region in the east of Ukraine where there is the separatist republics. And so from the perspective of the legal standing of this war, invasion, or special operation, no matter what you want to call it, Putin is making an operation in a friendly country. The DNR, the DPR and LPR, so the two independent republics of eastern Ukraine. And not only this, he's controlling the UN Security Council because their emergency meetings, as it turns out, there's a kind of rotation of who leads these meetings. And as it turned out this morning, it was the Russian diplomat who was presiding over the meeting. And people were asking him to withdraw and to refuse to be the president. He said, no. He kept being a president. And so he's the one with the hammer, you know, and it doesn't change anything. But it's funny to see that you have all these concerned countries and Russia has things under control. And someone suggested at the UN meeting, he's starting a war. And the Russian diplomat says, it's not called a war. It's called a special operation in Donbass. Fascinating. Philosoraptor sends a super chat. By the way, you can send super chats on Odyssey by clicking on the support button. Make sure you are logged in on Odyssey if you'd like to support the show. We'll be reviewing the videos and the maps of what is the progress of the Russian forces. I'm telling you right away, it's a total crush. You can also join me on Entropy. The link is in the description below. And it's another way to send your super chats. And the survey tonight is, will Russia win within a week? Because at the speed at which they are dominating over Ukraine, we could very well be done very soon. Some random bloke sends a, Philosoraptor had sent a super chat. He was saying, hi, JF. What do you think is the future of Trudeau in Canada? I estimate that he can't show his face in public anymore. His standing will certainly be reduced by the hostility toward and how rough and violent and authoritarian he was with the trucker convoy. But at the same time, there are definitely still people supporting Trudeau, so I don't think he can't show his face. It's not to that point. But he's definitely going to have lost a small share of the population that used to support him, simply because whenever you take a solid stance in anything in politics, you lose a share of your supporters, of course. Fractal Man sends a super chat on Odyssey. Thank you so much for supporting the show. How do you think this war changes Biden's presidency? Will his approval ratings go up because we are at war by proxy? No, I think it's one of the rare cases where essentially an American war, because it's an American-caused war, will not favor the incumbent president. So what's happening here is that Biden is so soft that basically from the public perception side, he's not at war. He doesn't need, you know, what awakens American patriotism is when a president is at war and they need the support of everyone. They need the soldiers, they need the conscription, they need whatever they need. And of course, the votes come in and they support the current president. But the approach of Biden with Russia and Ukraine is so ridiculously soft. I mean, Ukraine was under aerial bombardment. And the message from the White House was Biden will be talking about sanctions tomorrow. It's like, and Trump was blogging, you know. Trump was blogging quicker than the American government. So it's not going to help Biden to be seen so soft. Of course, there's the scary aspect that perhaps someone will win against Biden on the Republican side by adopting a very anti-Russian positioning, forcing them to eventually get into a war with Russia. But that would collect the American warmongering vote, not Biden. Some random bloke sends a super chat on Entropy. He says, "Run Uns has written on Ukrainian Nazis. Apparently, they are armed by Israel and Israeli billionaires." Yes, I've seen those claims. It seems that, you know, when you look at the whole kind of SS-like logo being used and symbolism that is associated with neo-Nazism, if I was to see this rise in America, I would be like, fed, fed, fed. And it's also true in Ukraine, except it's not the Ukrainian feds. It's probably this thing is probably funded and by the globalist empire that includes America and yes, probably Israel. look, this is one of their guys demonstrating weaponry. This seems like a set up artificial group, and in fact I'm looking for the evidence I've seen today. There's a guy on Gab showing evidence that I'm not going to show the images because there are just Nazi salute that the guy is doing. I just don't want to show them on screen. But there appears to be links between the Democrat Party, the whistleblower, you know, a CIA analyst whose name cannot be said on YouTube. I guess I could say it here. I don't care. This guy, the whistleblower, has some links to this Ukrainian neo-Nazi group. This Ukrainian neo-Nazi group leader can be seen shaking hands with Joe Biden. They met. It's all linked to the CIA. Definitely, there's yes, some random bloke. There's some solid evidence that this group of neo-Nazi was kind of the proxy defenders of Ukraine that Joe Biden has made a bet and Hillary Clinton made a bet on. And it's not going to be successful, let me tell you. Russia is totally annihilating Ukraine. No one is coming to help you. If you are a Ukraine soldier, please, for your life, give up. Give up your arms. Odyssey is tweeting something interesting. They say, quick FYI about what will happen soon. Only certain channels, citing official sources, will be able to speak about the Ukraine war on YouTube. So if you're a news slash commentary channel, get everyone on Odyssey before they shut you down, demonetize you without warning. I think it's exactly what's about to happen. I don't know if they have privy information on this. And someone was saying, how do you handle misinformation on Odyssey? And they say, we don't. Oh my God, I love this. I love this. I think that we're going to be headed. This is going to be the next pillar of censorship of these fucking censors at YouTube whom I've been liberated from. Steven Robinson is on Entropy. He says, JF, I have heard that Russian soldiers are on Tinder in the Ukraine spreading their seed. Also, Putin has no problem with tank commanders posting their war videos to TikTok. Yes, there was there were people commenting on the potential Ukraine migrants that could be coming. We could have a wave of white immigration. That would be quite a shock to I mean, it's going to take time for American society to and European society to handle this. What is the Democrat position on white immigration? Because there's a couple of Ukrainian waifus on their way toward the West, and if the bombardments continue, you know, a little more push, and they could be in European countries. Philosoraptor sends a super chat. He says, "What could have Ukraine done to avoid the Russian strike, and why haven't they?" Well, I don't know what they could have done for certainly stopping the Russian strike, but certainly, if you look at the demands of Vladimir Putin, he's asking for demilitarization, and he's asking for Ukraine to commit to be a neutral country and to have no weaponry on their, no military weapons on their land. So what that means is Vladimir Putin is genuinely annoyed at the fact that Ukraine could be a launching site for an American attack against Russia. And it really wouldn't matter if they do the attack. The simple fact that they would have this site available to them would be a problem for Vladimir Putin. So what could they have done? Well, they could have followed their own constitution, which says that it says something about weaponry and not allowing that kind of armed private militia. They could have respected the Minsk Agreement, in which they had committed to give independent status to the two independent separatist republics. They could have allowed elections to go forward in the two independent republics so that the voice of the people can be heard, and presumably they would have recognized their desire to separate and join Russia. But ultimately, as I made the case in my show 2 days ago, where I've done a full review of the history of the Ukraine situation, it boils down to 2004, 2010, 2014. Here's what happened. Summary. A pro-American, pro-European regime has been installed. A corrupt pro-American regime has been installed in Ukraine in 2014. Boils down to this. What could they have done differently? They could have not let a pro-American, CIA-oriented regime take power in Ukraine violently. Because how did they end up in power? They ended up in power by the fomentation of riots and popular uprising against the duly elected president, Yanukovych, back then, which ousted him from the presidency by essentially force. Although it's not like he was personally attacked, he was ousted from the country. And to satisfy this movement, they have installed a American puppet in there. And since then, Ukraine has been the seat of massive corruption and controlled by America. So you say, what could they have done differently? They could not have done this. And then they wouldn't be perceived by Putin as a force of danger, as a risk. Report from Ukraine defense officials that a Russian bombing raid will hit Kiev at 3 a.m. So that would be in, I don't know, maybe in about 30 minutes. Heading to shelter, he says. I believe that Coach Red Pit has been staying in Kiev. And Coach, I know that you felt safe this morning, but it's time to run to shelter. There are massive aerial bombardments coming, potentially. And so it's not because you were safe, because you were safe this morning, that now you are safe. Coach Red Pit could very well die very soon. U.S. sending more defensive weapon to Ukraine as Russia readies a new wave of attacks. But I think what's mostly happening is weapons are and planes are being sent in NATO countries, but certainly not directly in Ukraine. In fact, Joe Biden has committed today not to be fighting with Russia, which is like, again, it's the white card, the blank card that has been given to Putin. I can't believe that, you know, this is something Trump wouldn't have done. Trump was always letting his opponents guess just how crazy he could be. Biden is like already stating, we're not going to fight with Russia. Does he want Ukraine to lose? It looks like it to me. Here is the full scale of the attack. Listen, this is massive. Nothing was forgotten. Everything was covered. Russia has totally neutralized this country and has done so in a surgical way, attacking essentially military installations, anti-air defense systems, communication systems within the military. They have basically left the population largely unaffected. I mean, you can see a couple of videos on social media of people filming missiles from their house. But it was extremely surgical. Other than errors and problems with the missiles, it seems that the operation has been clean and headed toward demilitarizing, as Putin calls it, demilitarizing the Ukraine. Airports have been hit by salvos of missile artillery, and there is domination of certain territories already, and paratrooper troops have been involved in coming down from helicopters and taking over airports and various sites. A small island south of Ukraine is already taken over. There were attacks from the south, from the sea, from the north, from Belarus, and from the east. All together, all happened extremely quickly. Ukraine officials, this was earlier yesterday, Ukraine officials confirmed that missile strikes are being launched and gunfire reported near the Kyiv airport. The aerial capacities of Ukraine are absolutely neutralized. We have a super chat. Philosoraptor says, thank you for helping me understand this. I have to admit I found this conflict very confusing. Oh yes, I mean, I'm new to these things, so that's why I make myself a good educator to you guys, because I didn't know about DPR, LPR before. I mean, I knew that there was something around Crimea going, but I didn't know the details. Now I fully understand the detail of Ukrainian society. And it's a society that went too fast in its Americanization. Too fast in the Americanization of its elite. and so fast that they couldn't get the same guarantees that a true ally of America would get. And so they got scammed. They got scammed by Hunter Biden and Joe Biden, who essentially took the juice from the took the juice from the lemon and then left. And today we see an absolute absence of response from Joe Biden that is stunning to me. But it's just how cynical this whole thing is. Hunter Biden drained what he could from the petroleum industry of Ukraine, and then just this country is abandoned to the violence of the Russian state. War in Ukraine risks displacing 1 million, sparks new refugee wave. Let's have a look at some of the images. We have fighting going on against helicopters. Okay, so this was a case of an helicopter coming to an airport, and there was absolutely no resistance. The guy just dropped for a moment, then some other guy took off. There was no fighting in this particular situation. There were fightings elsewhere, but this one was an easy one. They just took place. A lot of the Ukrainian officials have run away. In fact, people are running away so much from their positions. They've abandoned the Chernobyl site, which they think will be used strategically as a site for Russian armies to be in a place where they cannot be attacked by missiles, because if you send missiles to the Chernobyl place, there's so much radioactive material, you could lift up dust that is radioactive in the air and it could affect Europe. So likely it's a safe place. Bizarrely, in this case, alpha radiation, provide, and gamma rays, they provide kind of an umbrella where it's safe enough to roll some tanks in, but it's not so safe that you would want to bombard the place with lots of bombs, because you would then cause radiation problems going potentially into Europe.
Знак звезды. Ух! Я не знаю, что мне делать. Солдаты оружие направляют в ту сторону. Выстрелов не производят.
Yes, so Liquid TRP says burnt in 86, it's still fucked. That's wild, man. Yes, the cleaning of the Chernobyl site is set to be over in 2065. So it's still a site that has a higher level of radiation than elsewhere. This is a video of the Chernobyl power plant taken over successfully. You can see the tank forces of Russia, and some of them have a V, a white V, painted on the tank. You can see it here. I believe it's what I see, a white V painted, and this would be a symbol from the Belarus. But does that mean it's Belarus personnel operating these tanks, or are these tanks that were given to Belarus by Russia and now they are taken back? I don't know. It could very well be just Russian tanks that were stationed in Belarus. But in any case, the sanctions, as a consequence, have been applied by European and Western countries, including the US, both on Russia and Belarus. Moscow is willing to negotiate terms of surrender with Kiev. Kremlin Press Secretary Dmitry Peskov, in exchange, Ukraine would a guarantee of neutral status and the promise of no weapons on its territory. So that seems to be what Putin wants. And that I had talked about in the last few days. I had said, you know what, it doesn't make sense for Putin to want to dominate over the whole of Ukraine. It's a population that is way too numerous, way too hostile to Russian power. There's way too much drive for independence from Russian powers. Like, Putin would take in charge essentially a population that would want to collect pension money from him. So it's like, it's not worth it. So what Putin is interested in is what I had predicted 5 days ago, which is he's interested in Ukraine remaining the buffer zone that it is right now. That's the fear of Putin, is that America would be just a couple of miles away from Russian land and able to bombard Russian lands efficiently from a subverted proxy nation. So to Vladimir Putin, the best relationship that he can have with Ukraine is that Ukraine plays its role of a buffer zone properly. And you play that role by being a neutral country. So that's what he wants. He wants no weaponry on Ukraine, no NATO alliance. That's all. If I was, of course, we see some pride in the Kiev regime right now. If I was the president of Kiev, for the good of your people, accept this deal. This guy is just asking that you not be the puppet of America that you wanted to be. Come on, man. Come on. That's Joe Biden. Come on, man. What else do we have? Dangerously close air-to-ground strike, unclear of purpose or target. So there was a missile there. The people are okay, the people who are filming this video, but it's scary. I mean, there was a missile essentially coming toward the house of the person. So there are people in residential areas undergoing suffering as a result of this. I mean, look at it again. This is a family, presumably with a child, and the aircraft just shows up and boom, a missile strikes. They seem to be okay. But yeah, keep in mind there are some amount of civil suffering that is inherent to any conflict, even if this particular conflict is very surgical. The strike by Putin is extremely surgical. It hasn't affected much residential areas. So you can see all the helicopters headed toward the site. Those are helicopters that can fire missiles. Some of them are staffed with paratroopers.
Не видно українського герба, точно російські. Прямо над хатами. Прямо ось над хатами літають, падли. Полетіли в сторону аеропорта, бомблять аеропорт, чути, що йде бій. Вже стук 30 нарахував точно.
So this was, I believe, that's a fake one, Thomas says. Okay. It's an edited video, not real, apparently. Okay, well, maybe it is. Maybe Zero Hedge was wrong on this one. This is claimed to be a RPG attack of an helicopter. A group of Russian helicopters was attacked using RPG defenses 20 kilometers to Kiev. So you're going to see a lot of explosive being deployed behind the helicopters, and those are flares that are meant to fool the missile, the anti-helicopter defenses. So the explosive that you see is not an explosion of an helicopter, it is the defense system of these helicopters. So apparently we heard some noise, and then what we see are the flares. Or maybe this was an explosion, but then you'll see further flares. See the flares, they are diverting away any missiles that could be incoming. So there is some resistance, but the resistance is extremely weak. Most of the time, I see Russian forces doing exactly what they want. But I think this is what they claim to be an helicopter downed. And we can see the driver of that helicopter has successfully ejected himself. So there he is with his parachute. So it seems that the RPG attack would have worked in that instance. So they claim that there is the V marking, which is characteristic of Belarus in downed helicopters. So that's one. So I think maybe there was some impact here. I'm not sure if it's a normal feature of the helicopter. I'm not an expert at these things. It seems that there is shrapnel here. You can see traces of shrapnel on the missile right here. And you can see the V here. DK Shadow says, RPGs aren't guided. Okay, I'm not an expert at these things, so I'll trust you on this. In any case, so you can see the images of this war. A war of high technology, a war that is very much, and we've seen other images of lots of missiles being sent from a distance, so it's not all on the ground. In fact, there's very little ground fighting that I've seen. It's mostly involving helicopters, missile strikes, ballistic missiles, and artillery. I think this is eventually probably going to change. But if Putin is really motivated by the goals that are stated right now, Putin has no interest at sending foot soldiers that would be controlling local populations and imposing curfew and that kind of stuff. It becomes unmanageable, especially if you have a strong resistance in the civilian population. So leading that war from a distance seems to be the current strategy of Putin. And I think it's certainly very successful at making it a very low-cost operation from the perspective of the number of lives lost. And what Putin is doing with this is totally destroying the morale of the Ukrainian army. A lot of people have been deserting already. In fact, so many people have been deserting that the powers in Ukraine have now made it illegal for men between, I think, 18 years old and 60 years old to be leaving the country. Can you imagine that? It's like, oh yeah, women can leave, but men, you stay here. And they have now enacted martial law, and they have now enacted full recruitment of all of the population. I think there is a lot of Ukrainians who don't want to fight. There are a lot of Ukrainians who are not in line with that that mentality of the regime. So it's going to be interesting. Will they try fleeing? Will they just stay in place without making trouble for the Russians? I don't know. Go away says, sorry, I'm late to the stream. What are we discussing at the moment? Looks scary. Well, what do you think? We're discussing the Russia war against Ukraine. Bilo Sagdiev says, will U.S. take military action? Well, if we believe Biden's statement today, he won't. And so short of Russia doing very stupid stuff, like Russia like sending big bombs to civilian areas and just torturing civilians, I don't think the U.S. is in for any sort of intervention. If they start doing stuff that becomes indefensible in media and everything, maybe Biden will feel obligated. But for now, the plan is Biden said that we're not going to fight against Russia. So it's carte blanche. Bilo says, if Ukraine is a U.S. puppet, why didn't U.S. arm and equip Ukraine with defensive capabilities? Here's the thing. They did. They did. They sent cargo. But some of that cargo was sent as late as last week and 2 weeks ago. But it's not enough. If you don't have the morale of your own troops, if you are getting attacked by this kind of air attack that Putin has prepared for Ukraine, there's nothing you can do. Unless you have some kind of Iron Dome full defense system, you're not going to do anything with a couple of RPGs and anti-aircraft defenses. The Russians can know where they are and can bombard it at a distance. And then once they've bombarded the anti-aircraft defense, they can go forward with other aircraft. And then they can bombard deeper in, and then they can move in with tanks. There's no way to help Ukraine from itself. Ukraine does not have the forces to handle the onslaught that Putin has prepared for them. Phytosoraptor sends a super chat as a test. I did receive your test. Thank you. So it boils down to it. You can have stocks of arms. It's not an arms war. It's not a war that will be led by AR-15s and just shooting at Russians that are coming by foot. By the time Russians are coming by foot, Ukraine will already be a safe place for them. So you're talking about a totally different level of war here. It's not Afghanistan, it's not Africa. It's high tech intimidation, essentially. What Vladimir Putin is running right now is a campaign of fear. And where you have each of the Ukrainian soldier will be asking themselves, do I want to have a missile come from the sky and just drop onto my head? And a lot of them will be deserting. Phytosoraptor sends 100 LBC. Thank you so much for supporting the show. He says, that's really great info, sir. I'm doing my job the best I can. By the way, Odyssey is so amazing. I've been a professional YouTuber for years. I've never had honest contacts with YouTube. In fact, even when they stole $5,000 from me, they couldn't respond to me. They had a little chat guy who didn't know anything, couldn't help me. And Odyssey, to say we're sorry that your stream was fucked up 2 days yesterday or 2 days ago, the CEO of Odyssey has sent me a 200 LBC super chat. I wouldn't want him to do that. I think it's very generous of him, and I thank him. But this is Thomas, the guy who was on the chat who I was giving tips to, you know, in terms of changing the waiting room options on Odyssey. And he's by the way, he's already made the changes I've demanded. So right now we can now get the chat. The regular chat will be open 15 minutes before the show rather than 5 minutes. That's really great. And he gives me 200 and he says, sorry about the trouble with the stream. You don't owe me anything, bro. You've been doing amazing already. You've been giving us a platform, even if it bugs once in a while like this. It's like we're gonna handle it. It's such a different attitude. This feels like an actual community that's not at war with its users. Thank God. I just want to talk about politics freely, please. Only a quarter of Americans want major involvement in Ukraine slash Russia war. An Associated Press poll has found that just 26% of Americans believe their country should be playing a major role in the conflict between Ukraine and Russia. So there's not much support for Biden to do anything more than he does, but by not doing anything more than he does, he looks weak. And even today, the announcement of the sanctions. Who gives a shit? You've sanctioned companies now. You're sanctioning third parties. And the whole rationale is, well, you know, they are close to Putin. It's like, okay. But you're not going. Putin was aware that you could do it and that you would do this. And now you have nothing left. There's no further sanction that you can do that matters to Putin at all. So Putin, again, at every step of this thing, has been given carte blanche by the American regime to invade Ukraine the way he wanted. Biden vows US forces are not going to fight in Ukraine. You might as well condemn the Ukraine population to absolute submission, because this is what it means. I mean, if I'm Putin and I read this, I'm like, oh yeah? You're telling me I can? You're telling me there's a chance? This is a message to Putin to say, do whatever you want. And I'm not critical of this in the sense that I think that America shouldn't meddle in foreign countries. If I was the president, I wouldn't go to save Ukraine. But here's what I would do also. I wouldn't go to put Ukraine in that mess in the first place. It's so amazing how America has essentially caused all of this by its regime manipulation strategies. And given that they've caused all of this, it's kind of cowardice for them to have cashed out from Ukraine and now to say, ah, you're not in NATO, we can't help you. This makes me think there must be something about the Bidens that they disliked about Ukraine. Maybe there was some shift in the corporate structure there that they didn't like, but there must be something that led the Bidens to totally abandon Ukraine. Or maybe they just don't care. Go away, says JF. Will China take the opportunity to take Taiwan? It looks like it could. We have seen 9 planes have been spotted in the Taiwan airspace. Of course, this news item has been happening again and again every month. But given it would be a perfect timing for China to take Taiwan. And in fact, even the Chinese foreign relation person, I don't know how he's called, but he said China is Taiwan is not comparable to Ukraine. Taiwan has always been an integral part of China. So he's saying us getting into Taiwan would be much less grave than Russia going into Ukraine. So it looks like they could be tempted. Chaos hits Kiev as people flee the city. This is exactly where Coach Red Pill is. And right now, the traffic on the highway is so high, no one can get out. Coach Red Pill felt 8 hours or 10 hours ago felt safe in Kiev because there was bombardment of only the surrounding area. So it looks like the plan of Vladimir Putin is to circle Kiev. But depending on the amount of resistance he might get from the regime, there might be strikes headed right at the government buildings in there. And especially since there was an airport that was originally taken, but then taken back by Ukraine forces. If Vladimir Putin says, okay, this is a point of resistance, he might bombard the whole thing. So be careful, coach. And I would recommend walking west. But, you know, coach's family with children lives at the border on the east. So the spot where Coach Red Pill's family lives is already probably taken over by the Russian, or at least not defended at all by the Ukrainians. Look at the territory gains here. That is already what has been taken over by the Russian Federation. So you have an attack on sea. You had a debarkment in Odessa also, which is not on this map in red, but there is some activity here somewhere. Kharkiv. Totally bombarded and neutralized. The border with Belarus is being taken over. And of course, the two republics, Donetsk and Luhansk. So the progression in a single 24-hour period is amazing. This is high-tech war of the kind we haven't seen. I mean, America had trouble fighting the 20 jeeps of the Iraq regime. Vladimir Putin is going with a totally different approach. UK pushing to kick Russia out of SWIFT, but Germany says no. So there's already a tearing inside the alliance of NATO because the sanctions are extremely tame still. There are bigger sanctions today, but they are still very tame. Now it applies to many banks and essentially the Russia is being financialized out of existence. But They will be able to use SWIFT because Germany has pressed for SWIFT to keep working. And what that means is, as long as SWIFT is operational, it really doesn't matter if you say, oh, you can't do business with this bank with USD. It means that Russian economy will be an internal thing, and all of these people banned from the American financial system will be staying on the Russian side, and they can use SWIFT to transact with players in the West. So it's like Germany is the break on the plan of America here, and they're saying, no, you can't do that to us. We need SWIFT transfers from Russia. U.S. Holocaust Museum condemns Putin's war pretext that Ukraine needs to be denazified. But we've seen the picture. There are neo-Nazis in Ukraine. They have neo-Nazi looking flags. They mount neo-Nazi local militias. They arm themselves and they have neo-Nazi ideology. This news item right here is exactly why this move by Putin was genius. It's like white supremacy is everywhere. And so it's in Ukraine. But now the United States Holocaust Museum strongly condemned Russian President Vladimir Putin's exploitation of Holocaust history as a pretext for war in Ukraine. The museum said Thursday that in justifying Thursday's attack, Vladimir Putin has misrepresented and misappropriated Holocaust history by claiming falsely that democratic Ukraine needs to be denazified. They're almost saying it. There are no Nazis in Ukraine. We finally found a white society where there's no white supremacy. Isn't that amazing? They're almost there. Almost there. Someone sent me a video. I don't know if I want to play a video that I haven't watched, especially from a woman that looks like this. Let me skip over this. But thank you, Tillman. Thank you. She doesn't look like an insightful political analyst, okay? China embassy in Ukraine preparing flights to evacuate citizens. So the Chinese citizens will be safe. I'm confident that the Russian forces will not want to obstruct their leaving. I think that China has been very neutral in their approach to this problem and very fair to Russia. You know, while the whole NATO countries are like, this is an invasion, and China is using softer words and calling for peace, but calling for peace on the two sides. UK's Johnson unveils largest sanctions package ever against Russia. Meaningless. Meaningless. They are ridiculous sanctions that are targeted at people who have nothing to do with Putin's decision. This is a shock video from CNN. Daniel on Gab was saying, shock video out of Ukraine. Viewer discretion advised. And you're gonna tell me that, you know, we have to censor YouTubers because it's the people buying publicities and ads, you know? They don't want to be paired with images of violence. They don't give a shit. They're doing it right here on CNN. It's switching from images of fear and bombardment to Applebee's. By the way, Applebee's, what a crappy restaurant. Who would go there? At this rate, Ukraine is going to have to declare war on their people just to get them to stay and fight, says John Rivers on Gab. Breaking, male citizens of Ukraine between the ages of 18 and 60 are prohibited from leaving the country, according to the State Board Guard Service. Justin, people in Kiev are also fleeing, evacuating in mass with cars, in the safety of the night to the EU border countries, as Russia aggression and attacks still remain a threat to Ukraine. So Ukraine is thinking that they will lead a popular uprising against the Russian forces. That is absolute insanity for the reasons I've already explained at the beginning of this show. Absolute insanity. You are sending your own people to slaughter. There is no force that can stop the air war that you are being targeted with here. It's not like Russia was moving inch by inch, you know, with bayonets. Any force that you regroup in any sort of concentration will get bombarded from the sky. Stop it. Save your people. Negotiate terms of surrender. China might be there tomorrow. Someone was alluding to this. Warns Chinese state pundit in dire Taiwan, Ukraine comparison. So I've already covered this. So yes, China could use the opportunity of the weakness of the American empire here to just take Taiwan. I mean, who would stop them? If you can't stop Russia, you can't stop China, right? AD Publishing says on Gab, today was essentially the day that the globalist American empire died. The message that the smaller nations of the world heard loud and clear today was, the globalist American empire can't protect you. Make other arrangements while you can. Simple as. Today is an important day because it's the weakening of the totalitarian empire that America has tried to establish subversively onto the entire planet. We are freed. Sometimes we can be freed by someone we may not agree with. A lot of people have been critical of my coverage on Putin, you know. They were like, JF, we don't have liberty in Russia. I understand. I'm not... My coverage is not meant to say Putin is great and I would like to live in a society headed by Putin. My coverage is... I'm not in that situation where I can choose my dream society. I'm in a situation where I have to choose between tyrants. And the tyrants of the West are the dirtiest. They are the ones who are attacking our children. They are the ones who are going after the white family in America. And this is not to say that Putin is perfect or that I think I would get a better deal under Putin. Perhaps I wouldn't be as free to speak under if I lived in a country headed by Putin, but that doesn't matter to me. Putin is not the man I want to live under. He is a man who offers a balance in a world that can he can constitute a balance against my worst enemies, and my worst enemies are the people heading my society right now. And so, yes, I'm going to be perceptive in seeing what are his motivations and understanding what are his motivations. Because let's never forget, no matter how much someone else of some other country may be a tyrant or not, what matters to me is who are my enemies. And my enemies are the people who are attacking my children. AD Publishing says, oh, so now they support the right to bear arms in relation to the Democrats. Breaking, Ukraine Interior Minister announces that 10,000 automatic rifles have been handed out to the civilians of Kiev as they prepare to fight tooth and nail to defend their homes against Putin's invasion. Bro, Your automatic rifles are going to bounce on armored tanks and armored planes and helicopters. It's going to do nothing. You are literally just, with your automatic rifle, you are just flagging yourself for bombing. So think twice about before joining that kind of revolutionary movement. People were pointing out that Tamara Lich, the leader of the trucker convoy, one of the three leaders, was not given bail. And Frank was saying, in other words, she refused to back down. refused to apologize and would not promise to refrain from speaking publicly or be at all involved with future freedom protests. So what a woman, what a defender of liberty right there. She refused to kneel. She said, if you want to keep me in jail, you keep me in jail, but I'm not going to promise to you that I won't speak. Because this is what they're doing. The judges in the trucker convoy protest, they are asking the prisoners if they are willing to sign something or be ordered to not speak. Not speak about the protest anymore. And she didn't want to, apparently. That is it for tonight, boys. It was my review of the conflict. You should expect some action starting right now. In the next hour, if we are basing on the activities of yesterday, it should be around 8, 9, 10 p.m. Eastern time that you will see the next wave of aerial attacks by Russia. They will probably be very pissed that they lost an airport, and they're going to concentrate on taking it back, and they will probably further neutralize the ability of Ukraine to defend. So I would expect further waves and further moves into the future strategy that Putin has for Ukraine. Will Russia win within a week? 4 people said yes, 3 people said no. It's not sure that they will win, because you never know the kind of guerrilla war that they will be confronted with. But my impression is Putin doesn't give a shit. He will do that remote war thing until it's safe. And when it's safe, he's going to use tank, circling, and advancing the front. For now, it's going to be for the people of Ukraine. They will live in constant fear until they surrender. So that's what I would expect. Jestat says, Jeff, can you come back online here once the next attack commences later tonight? Unfortunately, I'm very tight on my schedule. I cannot do live coverage outside of my regular hours right now. But what I can do is I can update my Gab. I'll be on my cell phone, I'll be just like you guys, I'll be consulting what the social media have report for us, and I'll be talking about it on my Gab if anything major happens. Much love, and see you all tomorrow. Thank you.